You're listening to SBS News.
Human rights and medical officials are urging the Australian government to accept New Zealand's offer to take 150 refugees from Nauru. After previously rejecting the offer, it now appears the Morrison government hasn't ruled out reaching an agreement. But the government has proposed new laws which would ban refugees who settle in New Zealand from ever coming to Australia. The idea sits in stark contrast to current laws, which allow citizens from Australia and New Zealand to move freely between the two countries. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters says he's concerned implementing a lifetime travel ban on refugees would create two tiers of New Zealand citizenship.
Statements being made by the Australian political system suggest that we will have two tiers of citizenship. One would be with what we've got now, and one would be for those who have come from, in this case, Nauru.
He's told Sky News he's also concerned such travel restrictions could be applied to all New Zealanders in the future.
If you look down the future and ask yourself, could it possibly be that this secondary standard actually gets imputed in time by Australia to every New Zealander?
The federal opposition has labelled the proposed travel ban absurd. Deputy opposition leader Tanya Plibersek has told the ABC if New Zealand takes the refugees, it would be wrong for Australia to bar them from visiting.
They could have a dying relative in Australia they wouldn't be able to visit. They could join the Olympic team of their adopted nation they wouldn't be able to visit. They could be become the president or the prime minister of that country and they'd never be able to come to Australia. It is ridiculous, absurd overreach.
The principal lawyer at the Melbourne-based Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Carolyn Graydon, says introducing a travel ban on asylum seekers taken in by New Zealand sends the message refugees are unwanted and a burden on Australia.
This entire narrative is based on the concept that people who seek asylum are an unwanted burden on Australia, when in fact Australia has been built by people who have fled tyranny over the generations, and unfortunately that's not the story that our politicians have chosen to explain to us over recent decades. So we're now in the position where I think many people seeking asylum have been made to feel like they are a burden, they're unwelcome, they're unwanted.
Concern for the health and welfare of asylum seekers on Nauru has intensified since the Nauru government removed volunteer medical staff from the island earlier this month. Around 600 asylum seekers remain on Nauru, including 52 children. Human rights advocates say more than half of those children have been flagged for urgent medical attention, with one in four acutely suicidal. The incoming member for Wentworth, Karen Phelps, says lives are at risk if the government doesn't act to remove the children from Nauru.
What does the government think happens when children stop eating? They die. Do we wait for one of these children who has stopped eating to die before the government is embarrassed into action?
Following revelations, many asylum seeker families have had their applications for resettlement in the United States rejected. Human Rights Watch Australia Director Elaine Pearson says it's essential Australia accepts New Zealand's offer.
The government should stop its horse trading on these issues and should immediately accept the New Zealand offer. While that won't deal with everyone, that will mean that at least we know 150 people will be resettled per year to New Zealand, and I think that is an important step.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the decision to enact a travel ban is Australia's decision to make, and she won't change New Zealand's offer.
We've been consistent. The offer stands. We've made provision to act on the offer. You've heard our immigration minister talk about our ability to action that within our quota, but it is still ultimately a matter for the Australian government.
Anyone in need of support or information about suicide prevention can contact Lifeline on 131114. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.